Hello.
Hello. The two of us, we like going for walks in the woods behind our home in Germany. We love to combine exercise, fellowship, the beauty of nature, and prayer.
Once in a while, our path gets blocked by a fallen tree. That can be annoying, frustrating, sometimes even scary, because more trees could fall on our way anytime soon. Whilst Wolfgang analyzes the reasons why so many trees are breaking, and he also acknowledges the strength of the recent storm, he also starts gathering information to find out if trying to remove the obstacle, or finding a way around it, or just climbing over is the best solution to this.
Ina, she's feeling frustration, especially for her mom and others who are disappointed about the blockage and cannot walk easily. She is sad about the dying trees and the storms and the diseases which destroy our woods. She's even upset that nobody is taking care and putting the things away. Therefore, Ina even starts making plans whom she could call, or who could help, or who would need to be informed, so that this will be sorted.
Sometimes we even start to quarrel what is the more important thing and how to go about it. And so even now, after 33 years of marriage, there is still issues where we have to sort out ourselves.
However, today we stopped quarreling and paused before the Lord. He is a way maker, isn't he? What could that mean for that situation? Together, we made a decision and removed the obstacle and moved on with our walk and ended here. We also could have chosen for a different way of dealing with this problem together.
So what do we need to learn for our spiritual battles in our relationships, in our lives, and in our ministries? Where is it wise to wait, or where is it better to act? How can we deal with obstacles in a spiritual way with Christ? How can we approach them in unity? How can we honor Christ in our challenges and in our daily realities?
What helps us in our marriage is our love of Christ and for one another. I am reminded of the letter of Paul to the Philippians in chapter 2. How can I look on Wolfgang's interests first? And also, which co-worker should I value above myself? And how can I express that lovingly and tenderly? I want to have the same mindset as Christ Jesus and apply it to my daily situations. We do believe that Jesus has solutions for all blockages, storms, and dead ends. Do we trust his love, care, and spirit in those walking with us?
What has helped you in this?